I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Islamic State terror group is pretty scary. People are wondering what it's going to take to defeat them. Contrary to one U.S. official's opinion that a root cause of ISIS terrorism is poverty, E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says they're one of the wealthiest terror groups around. Rather, this is spiritual warfare. E3 Partners is supporting believers who've decided to stay in some of the most dangerous areas.
We're in prayer with them, but we're also supporting them and giving them good, solid training and biblical teaching so they can replicate that.
Join E3's daily prayer vigil on Facebook. Search for the number 8, the word 30, and the number 8, or find the links at missionnews.org. Next, a missionary pilot in Colombia needs your prayers. From jail, missionary Russell Stendel sent this message to Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Somebody set a trap for me, and we walked into it. There was a secret order out for my arrest.
Stendel's been airdropping Bibles, Christian literature, and radios into dangerous parts of Colombia for years. VOM Canada's Greg Musselman says Stendel was falsely accused of rebellion. No word on what happened at his first court hearing.
Pray that truth would come forward in the sense that he's doing God's work and that the enemy who would be trying to attack through these people will be silenced in this.
And with a broken ceasefire, the attack of a Red Cross convoy leading to a declared state of emergency and martial law, could things get any worse in Myanmar? Open Doors USA reports conflict between the Burmese army and the Kokang rebel group has reignited. Due to the violence, 170 members of a local church, along with 90% of the rest of the community, have fled. Pray more people would see their need for Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read when you get your free Atlas of Change Lives from Sat7. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Change Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.